other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, by the way, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the last 2 hours of the four-hour show today. We are joined by John Perkins, best-selling New York Times, number one best-selling, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. He's got his part two, Vaunted, Hoodwinked, about to come out in the next few months, already on pre-sale, I'm told, guaranteed to be another best-seller, probably number one again. And by the way, he is in my upcoming film, Fall of the Republic. So we're going to be, and that's a film all about the economy and what these big corporate interests are doing. It's bipartisan, looking at how both parties are controlled by the same interests. So we're honored to have him with us for the next hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to open the phone specifically on Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Most people know who John is, but it's always best maybe to have him just briefly recap what he did, and then why he woke up and changed direction. Mr. Perkins, great to have you here with us.
Great to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Incidentally, I really enjoyed talking with your film crew. You've got a great group of people.
They are good guys. Yeah, I think I sent Aaron Dykes and Rob Dew out to see you out in Florida.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really good interviewers. You're gonna have a heck of a film.
Oh, it looks great, too. Great shot out your back window of the bay there. Just a wonderful... But plus, you're a great interview to do. You're even better in person than over the radio, which is hard to believe. You're a smooth operator, John Perkins. It's almost like you're an economic hitman.
Well, we're really good at patting each other's backs, aren't we, Alex?
No, but it did go well. It did go well.
Yeah.
And that is exciting. Nutshell, tell folks about yourself and get into Hoodwinked.
Well, I was an economic hitman, and you know, I think it's fair to say that we economic hitmen have created the world's first truly global empire. And we've done it primarily without the military. First time in history that's happened. And we work many ways, but the most common is that we identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet. Then we basically convince, bribe, coerce the leaders of those countries into accepting loans to build big infrastructure projects. But the money doesn't go to those countries. Instead, it goes to our own companies that build those projects, like hydro dams and highways and airports, things that help a few very rich people in those countries, but don't help the majority of the people who don't have enough money to buy electricity or drive cars on the highways or work in the industrial parks or benefit from them. But the country's left holding a huge debt that it can't repay. So at some point we go back and say, you know, you owe us all this money. You can't repay it, so give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies. Or vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. Send troops in support of ours to someplace like Iraq. And when we fail, I talk in my books about how I failed with Jaime Roldós, president of Ecuador, and Omar Torrijos of Panama. When we fail, the jackals go in. And these are CIA-sponsored people who overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. Both Roldós and Torrijos were assassinated because I failed. And in this way, we've really created the world's first truly global empire. Now, what's interesting, and what I talk a lot about in Hoodwinked, is that we were so successful at doing this in the third world that now it's come back, and the economic hitmen have come home to roost. These same techniques are being implemented here in the United States, as well as throughout the rest of the world. And it's one of the reasons that we're having this tremendous recession that we're undergoing today, this huge economic tsunami that's hit us. It's really a consequence of these policies that we've been implementing for the last several decades.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, long segment coming up. Let's get into Hoodwinked, which is in many ways a different book than Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I was in an airport in L.A. and saw, you know, this bookstore full of people with two people grabbing and buying the books up. I was watching the stack of Economic Hitman go down just in 20 seconds while I was looking at a magazine. So really exciting that your book has had such success, because when I can physically see people, you know, buying it off the shelf in front of me in seconds, it just must be amazing. When we come back, we'll talk about Hoodwink, probably going to be even bigger, with John Perkins and his take on the Blackwater revelations, how that ties into CIA hit teams, the Jackals, and a lot more.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live, simulcasting the last 2 hours today in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the creation of a prison planet. Multiple-time best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman and now The Secret History of the American Empire. Forgot this little bestseller. The new one's coming out very, very soon, and that is Hoodwinked. John Perkins, tell us specifically, then we'll get into all these other issues, about Hoodwinked, when it's coming out, what it covers.
It comes out November 10th, Random House, and it, what really generated it was the current recession. And my sense that all of the stuff that we're talking about, AIG, Wall Street, the bank, the auto industry, trying to deal with all of that is triage. It's putting Band-Aids on wounds, and we need the Band-Aids to a certain degree because there's a lot of hemorrhaging going on. We've got to stop. But what we really need to look at is the root cause beneath the system, beneath the surface, and that is systemic. And it's something that nobody's really looking at very hard. To me, this is a mutant form of capitalism that's been going on for about the last 30 years. And that's the real problem. We must change that. Sure, we need Band-Aids, but we need to go much, much deeper than that. Capitalism's been around for about 400 years. It's taken many, many different forms. And in the last 30 years, really, since the time of Reagan, and this has happened under both Democrats and Republicans, but it really started with Reagan. It's taken this trend toward this very mutant, viral form of capitalism, which is extremely greedy and extremely self-destructive, ultimately. It's really the form of capitalism that came out of Milton Friedman, the economist from the University of Chicago, and Reagan bought into it big time, and every president since has bought into it.
Well, wasn't the coup de grace in 99 with the Glass-Steagall Act that Bill Clinton got rid of?
That was a big one. There's no question about it. But that's just sort of like the frosting on the cake. There was so much going on. Yeah, acts that you know, when I went to business school in the late 60s, Alex, God, I hate to think it was so long ago, but when I went to business school in the late 60s, you know, all my professors said there could never be another depression like the one in the 30s because we've enacted all these rules to prevent it. Well, that was true. But then we changed all that, and Glass-Steagall under Clinton was a huge part of it. But there were a whole slew of them that changed, and a whole lot of attitude toward money and usury rates. Under George Bush, we had huge increases in interest rates that people had to pay. Credit cards went up to 35%. This would have been
Now they allow over 30%. That's supposed credit card reform. I mean, that's above loan sharking.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's way beyond the laws never would have permitted this before. After the recession, we implemented usury laws that didn't permit that. But then those all changed. There's actually some people are paying 800% on their debt. These are the people that have what we call the payday loans. You know, I mean, you can go in before you actually get your paycheck and get a loan on the expected paycheck, and those are huge interest rates, and they're legal.
Amazing. Well, the book is coming out on November 11th, correct, John?
November 10th.
Okay, so November 10th.
Close enough.
And we've got you scheduled for the 11th then. Good.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. They just handed me a note saying he is scheduled for November 11th when it comes out. So my producer was wrong by one day. So it's coming out November 10th. Now I agree with a lot of what you have to say. Later in the interview, I want to get into, you know, maybe somewhat of a debate about economic systems and choices. But I think what we agree on is this crony capitalist system, this mutant form of capitalism. I just call it piracy. I mean, if they can just create trillions in made-up derivatives and then have the central governments bail them out when they're using the money to then go loan it at loan-sharking rates to third-world countries, third-world people, the American people, I mean, that's sick. We give them the government-backed loans. They then leverage it, fractional reserve it, and then we pay interest to the banks on our money they loan back to us. I mean, is that a good way of boiling it down?
That certainly is, and it is piracy. There's no question about it. And we must turn it around, Alex. And that's really that a large part of hoodwinked is how, what we can do, what you and I and all your listeners can do. We can take control of this. One of the things that we have to understand is that big corporations, the banks and the other corporations that are behind it, are very beholden to us. They only exist because we give them business. We buy their goods and services, or we allow our tax dollars and our government to go into that. There are many ways to resist, and I think it's terribly important that we do that now. We must turn this thing around. You know, what we have to realize in all of this is that this economic crisis is basically telling us that we have a failed system, totally failed, on a global basis. Less than 5% of the world's population live in the United States, and we consume more than 25% of the world's resources. That's a failure. It's not a model that you can give to China or India or Latin America or Africa. You'd need another 5 or 6 planets with all our resources and no people to be able to use this as a model for other people. So what we're seeing is a totally failed system. And we must understand that for our sake, for our children's sake, and our grandchildren's sake, we have to turn this around. We have to come up with a very, very different system.
John Perkins, I want to get into that area because I agree with you on so much, but I also disagree with you in some areas because we know we do have a wasteful form of life, lifestyle. We know we're 4% of the world's population in the U.S., and we use roughly half the world's resources. And we know there's a lot of toxic waste associated with that, and a lot of problems. But the way I see government addressing that and the big mega corporations addressing it is by honchoing and steering the environmental movement to simply set up new taxes and control to further vertically integrate the consolidation of power in this new phase of robber baron colonialism, because they fundamentally know that there is a certain truth to what's happening to the environment on many levels, and so they wrap the truth around their overall lie of this new Bank of the World, global government, paying carbon taxes to the new Bank of the World. I mean, really, it's going from the robber barons going in and economic hitmanning third world countries under their control to now just setting up a planetary regime under the environment because they know at a base level that makes sense in people's ingrained humanity to be good stewards of the land.
Well, absolutely. And the way that they distort the truth and, you know, move groups. So today we've got these huge grassroots movements basically supported by the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry opposing any kind of real insurance for people that don't have insurance. We've got the corporations out there trying to make it look as though the people are behind so much of what just benefits the corporation. And, I think one amazing instance of this is what's just happened in Honduras, where a democratically elected president was overthrown by a military regime that was under the control of the CIA and big American corporate interests, the big agribusinesses, Dole and Chiquita, Kraft, Cargill, as well as the textile industry. And yet here in the United States, we're being told that this is a president who was trying to usurp the democratic process in Honduras, which is not true at all. He asked for a referendum of the people to see if they wanted to see presidential terms extended from just one term so the president could go for two terms. It was a non-binding referendum that he was asking for. That was used as an excuse to go in and overthrow a president.
And just to be clear, Obama came out day one a month ago and said, we're not involved. This is terrible. But now even mainstream media has come out and clearly shown private corporations, mercenaries, CIA front groups, jackals, hyenas that you call them, were clearly involved and did this and even dropped the president off at a Costa Rican U.S. military base. So I asked you during the break, I said, from what you've seen in the news, is that accurate? And you said, yes. Please elaborate on the difference between an economic hitman versus jackals and hyenas and what really happened a month ago in Honduras.
Well, the economic hitman went into Honduras originally, tried to convince Zelaya, the president of Honduras, to change his ways, because what he was saying is that Honduras is going to increase its minimum wage by 60%. And that has a huge impact on Joe Dole and Chiquita and those who hire laborers out in the field to pick their, all their goods, bananas.
So they're going to go from, what, 50 cents an hour to $1.10 or something?
Exactly. It seems very minimal to us. And also that there's a lot of sweatshops from our textile companies, you know, like Nike and other companies like that in there. But it's much bigger than that, Alex, because something similar happened with Aristide in Haiti. And both Haiti and Honduras are looked at as the bottom rung on the ladder of wages in Latin America. So no country will go below those countries. So if, in fact, Honduras or Haiti increases their minimum wage, then Ecuador and Nicaragua and El Salvador and every other country in the southern hemisphere has to increase its wages to stay above those because no one wants to go below those countries. So it wasn't just about Honduras any more than it was just about Haiti. It was about drawing a line in the sand and saying, we are not going to permit this to happen. And I think we have to understand that there's a revolution going on in Latin America. 10 countries representing more than 80% of the population of South America have voted in the last few years progressive presidents who are saying no more exploitation by these foreign corporations. 10 countries. And every one of these countries, Alex, during most of my lifetime, was run by brutal dictators who were under the control of the CIA and big corporations. That's all changed very, very recently. And so the line in the sand now has been drawn in Honduras. This is a fairly easy country to do it. But this is trying to establish a whole new precedent saying, look, we're stopping this revolution right here. And in stopping it, we're also going to undermine these other 10 countries that have already voted in these presidents. And that most of the American people don't have any idea that this is going on. And our media has been very lax at informing us, other than you and a few others.
Well, we're trying to get all points of view and all issues in here. And clearly the CIA was involved in this because they want to keep those people down. It's like that movie Ants. If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And those little ants outnumber us 100-1.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-4555. Up 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Book Hoodwink coming out November 10th. John Perkins, our guest. Your phone calls specifically for John Perkins on a wide range of issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the balance of the next half hour. John, you specifically all over Latin America, all over Asia, you were kind of the velvet glove, I would describe it from reading your book. And also reading other government documents about similar programs, going in trying to, you know, give them the carrot instead of the stick. But when the stick goes in, what happens? And then asking that question, I want to preface it with, obviously, you know about Blackwater running hit teams, but the media has spun this saying, oh, just killing Al-Qaeda. And that's whoever they say Al-Qaeda is. Now it turns out it's business people, political enemies, business enemies of the White House, actual private merc teams. We know Delta Force other groups out of the Pentagon have engaged in murder, but is this new to have private contractors doing it, or are we now just learning about it because of the Internet age?
It's not new at all. It's been going on for a long time. Back in the 70s when I was an economic hitman, we used private contractors. That's the way it's done. You know, the old times of the 007, the government agent license to kill, are long, long gone. It's all done with private contractors. It's coming out because Blackwater's coming out because, yeah, and as you said, the Internet age is bringing it out. Plus, I think what we're beginning to understand is that terrorism is an insane word. This war on terror is ridiculous. There's no terrorism out there. There are people who practice terrorism, but from many different walks of life. So the FARC members in Colombia have nothing in common with the Somali pirate or Al Qaeda, and yet they're all lumped under this one ism.
Isn't the war on terror, John, just a global letter of marque by Western governments to kill, steal, destroy, torture, murder whoever you want, and anybody that resists you is called a terrorist?
That's a great way to put it. Yes, the letter of marque. That's a great way to put it, Alex. Yeah, you know, there was communism, and that truly existed. There's Catholicism. There's all kinds of isms, but terrorism really isn't an ism. There's Al-Qaeda-ism, there's FARC-ism, but they're totally separate. And, yeah, this is just a way of making it sound as though we've got some huge enemy out there. What we've really got out there is a bunch of starving people, unhappy people, who latch on to fanatical leaders like Osama bin Laden because they don't know what else to do. And they do it under FARC in Colombia. I know a lot of the members of FARC, and I shouldn't say a lot. I know some members of FARC. These are farmers who were driven off their lands by big hydroelectric projects or oil fields that destroyed their farming land. They have no way to feed their families. They don't know where to go. So when an organization comes along like FARC that offers to provide them with money for their families and food, they join it. I suspect the same is true with Al-Qaeda and with the Taliban to a certain degree.
Well, John, what about this? I've actually found in my research a lot of times Western powers and corporations will actually fund the radical group that is bloody and crooked as a way down the road to then successfully demonize the entire indigenous population. So they always push people towards the most radicalized, knowing down the road that will discredit the indigenous resistance.
It discredits you're right. It does do that, and it also creates a huge economy for big military suppliers. So here we've got this war on terrorism in Colombia. Colombia is the fourth largest recipient of U.S. military aid in the world, largest in Latin America, but it's fourth behind Iraq, Israel, and Egypt. Fancy that, to fight what we're saying are narco traffickers. It's absurd. We're creating a war there, basically, so we can put military bases there, and we can supply huge amounts of military equipment to this country. So we give them the money under the understanding that they'll buy back equipment from us and allow us to have military bases there. Yeah, you know, this goes back to the opium wars of the British Empire and China and India. It's a very, very old tale, and we're just continuing to do it. And unfortunately, a huge sector of the American population falls for it.
We're going to go to break in a moment. Long segment coming up, and we're going to get more into that. And also, one of the new constitutions in Ecuador. But did you see I'll ask the question now, we'll come back and you can answer it. Ridge, fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Now, we know Ari Fleischer back in 2003 admitted they were issuing fake terror alerts at a press conference. And I understand he did it because he knew it was criminal. He never said why, but I was guessing at this. And that he didn't want to get in trouble down the road as if he was involved. Now that's what Ridge is saying, that he's coming clean because he doesn't want to get in trouble. And the news is saying this is clearly criminal to issue fake terror alerts just for political gain. So talk about staged crises. How do these big corporations and governments use staged crises to get the job done?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
one 800 259 9231. I am Alex Jones. Glad that you could join us today. I'm looking for my sponsor folder here in front of me, flailing. I'm flailing around incoherently. We're going to go back to John Perkins here in just a moment. Before I do that, I want to tell you about one of our great new sponsors, and they are offering a deal the likes of which they've never offered before. So I would suggest everyone take advantage of this now. In fact, one of their most popular times of year is during the fall. And that is when the classes generally completely fill up quickly, and especially now because they're offering a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's frontsight.com, frontsight.com, frontsight firearms training with Dr. Ignatius Piazza. This is the biggest and most successful private firearms training facility in the country, above law enforcement, military, with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. Find out about this incredible deal on 5 days of world-class firearms training at frontsight.com and a 30-state concealed weapons permit. That's frontsight.com. Check it out today. Okay, going now back to John Perkins, author of the new upcoming book, Hoodwinked, out November 10th. Again, previously he wrote The Secret History of the American Empire and, of course, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You heard me throw out that question. As more and more comes out, I mean, Cheney ordering private hit teams and Delta Force hit teams to murder his enemies overseas, corporate enemies overseas, Ridge being ordered to issue fake terror alerts, and Obama is saying no investigation of torture, no investigation of Blackwater, no investigation of any of this, or he'll do the corporate tactic of saying, I'm looking at it, but then not do it. He's keeping the continual secret arrest, indefinite detention. Can you speak to prosecuting or at least investigating Bush, or can we just, I guess, let him get away with it? I mean, what does this do precedent-wise to let them get away with Blackwater and underage girls and all the rest of it? I mean, is there no end? If we put up with this level of evil, what comes next?
You're exactly right. We mustn't. I mean, we mustn't put up with this. I think we, the people, must really speak out. My own belief, you know, I think Obama's in a very difficult spot. I'm not privy to what's going on with him. I'm not a psychologist. But he has to know that Kennedy was assassinated. Two Kennedys were assassinated. I mean, U.S. presidents get assassinated, too. It isn't just foreign presidents. And once you're in that White House, I think you begin to see things that you never saw before. I suspect Obama is getting tremendous amounts of pressure put on him. It's one of the reasons he's been caving into so many things. You know, his own attorney general, Eric Holder, was a partner in a law firm called Covington and Berlin, LLP. This law firm defended Chiquita, the big banana company that's now the big company in Honduras. Chiquita was accused of hiring assassination squads in Colombia, and their main defender was an attorney named Eric Holder, who's now our attorney general.
Is that United Fruit?
Chiquita.
What was Chiquita formerly? Was it United Fruit?
Yeah, Chiquita was United Fruit, you know, at one time. And
so that's the famous folks then overthrowing on record Guatemala.
You know, Arbenz of Guatemala, yes, back in the
50s. Same story over and okay. Sorry for interrupting.
Same story. Chiquita incidentally was found guilty of hiring assassination squads in Colombia. In fact, it admitted that it had paid organizations listed by the U.S. government as terrorist groups for protection and paid a $25 million fine in 2004. Eric Holder, our current attorney general, was their main defender then, and now he's defending the actions of the coup that overthrew the democratically elected president of Honduras. It's just another instance, Alex, of how ingrained all of this is in all of our governments, whether we have Democrats in there, including the most liberal Democrat we've had, the current one, Obama, or whether we have conservative Republicans like Bush, the real people in control of the big corporations, and they really run the system. We're seeing this over and over and over again. And so you've got guys like Cheney, you've got guys like all the cabinet members you mentioned earlier who now are trying not to be found guilty of being involved in assassination attempts. But the fact of the matter is all these people at the top of government come out of the big corporations, this is a revolving door thing. And so, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, you've got people that are constantly at the top. Well, you know, I call it the corporatocracy. Because whether they're working for the government or whether they're working for private corporations, they're all working for the same thing, which is expanding this empire.
Well, John Perkins, I'm not defending Obama because I saw him built up as this big corporate juggernaut. I saw him getting 4+ times the money that McCain got. I wasn't supporting McCain either. I just was clear he was the anointed one. But I do have to give credit when I do occasionally see it. Panetta did scurry over immediately to Congress within days of getting in and said, look, they just admitted to me they've got all these hit squads. So at least he did that. But was that him covering his butt? Because then you bring up the attorney general, who's been involved in black ops, I would add Oklahoma City, by the way, very scary person. We got some federal documents on that, him covering things up. So are you just saying, I mean, if it is business as usual, then why would Panetta come out?
Well, you know, I don't have any inside information on Obama's personality or those people around him. But my suspicion is that he's probably a guy with a conscience who would like to do the right thing, and so would many of his people. But you get caught in the system, and once you're in, it's extremely scary. And what are you going to do? How are you going to fight the CIA? How are you going to fight the military? So you try to do whatever you can on whatever front you can. And I've seen this happen time and time again with Latin American presidents who want to do the right things but realize that if they get thrown out or if they get assassinated, that's not going to do any good because the next president coming along is just going to be scared, terribly scared, and not going to do anything. So you try to stay in power, and you try to do what you can. In the case of a guy like Obama, he's tried to institute some environmental laws that are decent, and he's tried to do things with health insurance, but he keeps running up against very, very powerful forces of resistance. And so it comes down to us. We have to speak out a lot more. We have to do a lot more. We, the people, we have to stand up to corporations and say, listen, I'm not buying from Dole or Chiquita. You know, and send them emails and tell them, we're never buying another one of your bananas or pineapples because of what you're doing in Honduras. You change your ways or we're going to force you to go out of business. And I'll tell you what, if enough of us do that, they'll have to change their ways. If enough of us stop buying Nike and send them emails and saying, we're not buying from you because you get sweatshops in Indonesia, and instead we buy from sweatshop-free organizations and send them emails and tell them why, eventually Nike's going to have to change its ways. And
so I do agree with you that responsible consumerism is one of the strongest tools we've got. That's why these monopoly men want to create nothing but cartels where we don't even have a choice. But, I mean, just take 10 years ago, you couldn't find organic, even in Austin or San Francisco. It was hard to get. Now organic's even in small towns because people demanded it and then built a market. Buying local
right.
is
and
getting bigger and bigger.
And we've gotten companies to take trans fats out of foods recently. And you know, we got rid of aerosol cans. We're destroying the ozone layer. We've got companies to clean up terribly polluted rivers. We have a lot of power when we use it. I think we need to understand that it's always come from we the people. We didn't get rid of slavery in this country because Abraham Lincoln found himself in the White House. We got rid of slavery because we voted in a president, Lincoln, who was opposed to slavery. Women didn't get the right to vote because Woodrow Wilson was pro-suffrage. He was not. Women got the right to vote because they'd been demonstrating for it for a long time. And then when Wilson was president, he constantly was out on the road speaking about how we needed to get involved in World War One, how we needed to defend democracy in Europe. Women met him at every place he went, holding up huge placards that said, why should we defend democracy in Europe when half of our population in the United States can't vote? So finally, Woodrow Wilson came around. We didn't get out of Vietnam because Richard Nixon was anti-war. He was pro-war. He had to take us out of Vietnam because he understood that we, the people, were not going to put up with it any longer. Plus, we were losing the war. But I think we need to understand that we, the people, need to take action. And in this particular case, in some respects, it's easier than it's ever been because these things are all controlled by big corporations today. And the marketplace is democratic if we choose to make it such. These corporations only exist because we buy the goods and services or our tax dollars buy the goods and services. Alex, we need to turn that around. We, the people, need to start taking more responsibility. It doesn't do any good to complain about these things and then go out and buy bananas from Dole or tennis shoes from Nike.
Sure. John, I agree with you on that front, and I believe you're coming at this from a good perspective, that you're a good guy, that you have changed your ways. I just think it's also important to realize that just trying to do the right thing isn't enough. We have to make sure we're not part of the fake corporate clone or counterfeit where they try to get control of our grassroots movements and then say use environmental laws to take farms and ranches or restrict people. Take Austin. I've watched them with smart growth take farms and ranches, not let people build on it. And then 10 years later, they build shopping malls on it and skyscrapers. So I also see the environmental movement run by the big banks, by the very economic pirate ships, you know, these corporations bigger than most governments. And so, yes, I know there's real environmental problems. I don't want to drink poison water. I don't want to drink poison air. Breathe poison air. I don't want to cut down rainforests. I don't want to, you know, live off the backs of starving people in Peru. But at the same time, it's a big job to navigate this and try to figure out what's real and what isn't and how do you not get co-opted. And I mean, because it sounds great to take Ecuador and say they have a constitution saying that they're going to give trees and animals rights. But then I always see that by the neo-eugenicist as their pretext to say the world government's going to vote for you because it's voting for the cockroaches and the dolphins, and they outvote humanity. So I'm just saying this is a minefield because these global corporations are in power because they are so slick.
Well, you're right about that, but yeah. But I think that we can see beyond a great deal of that. We can see that they're using their powers and abusing it. We can see this in the way they take care of themselves. I do a lot of speaking at business schools these days, which I find ironic. Business schools even invite me to speak. I wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But the kids in these business schools, many of them are really interested in some of these subjects. And one of the things I keep running into is some of the icons that are held out there. A guy named Jack Welch, who was CEO of General Electric, is held out as this great icon because he made his corporation lean and mean, which means he laid off a quarter of GE's people, put them out on the street, while at the same time he paid himself huge bonuses and salary increases. And he also took GE away from manufacturing things, goods, being a manufacturing firm, into being a financial paper trading firm, which is one of the things that drove us into the financial crisis.
Yeah, it's engaged in derivatives, that's right.
How do we hold a guy like that out as an icon in our business school? We should not. And I think if we really open our hearts to these things, we understand that. You understand it, Alex. I understand it. We've got to turn this thing around, and we've got to present a better example to our kids of who do they want to emulate? Who do we want to put on the covers of our magazines? Do we want to put Crooks, Modern Robert Barron, on the cover of our magazine, or do we want to put people there who are really trying?
I totally agree with you. In fact, I talk so much about the map making of the mind or blueprints in the mind, how the establishment builds these. And I'm not saying Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or somebody shouldn't be on the cover of something or Brock Lesnar of Ultimate Fighting. But when this country was the jewel and the crown of the Renaissance, the stars were inventors and scientists and humanitarians and people that stood up against corruption. And so the establishment very cunningly took our real heroes away and gave us heroes of no consequence.
Well, that's true. And we don't need to let that happen anymore. Yeah, you mentioned Tiger Woods, for example. My God, you know, here's a guy that's making, I don't know what he's making this year, $40 million off Nike or whatever. Meanwhile, Nike's paying.
No, he's paid $109
million. $109. Well, meanwhile, Nike's paying its workers in Indonesia that make all the things that Michael Jordan is advertising sub-living standard wages. These people are living almost like slaves, and that's well documented.
Yeah.
So, you know, why doesn't Tiger Woods, if he wants to be our hero, he doesn't need to hit any more golf balls. What he needs to do is say, listen, I'm not going to let Nike get away with this anymore. I'm going to speak out, or I'm going to advertise some other company. And I'll do it for free, some company that's paying their
that would revolutionize the world. But see, Tiger Woods, the only reason I know about this is I've looked into him, and I heard the number on the radio, on Fox News Radio. They announced his $100-plus million contract, and that's just Nike, not counting this watch and that shirt. And I guess all of us have to not buy it while they do that. But Tiger Woods has been interviewed how he isn't involved in any politics, in any policies, in any charities, really, except for some a charity for college dealing with golf. He thinks it's a moral thing that he's not involved. He thinks it's like a good thing, and the corporations just worship him because he is cold-blooded. And I can't imagine having $100 million a year based on people dying of diseases in sweatshops, in these horrible malaria-infested camps and maquiladoras. I mean, and I'm not some goody-two-shoe. I mean, I'm a pretty hard-nosed guy, but yeah, Tiger Woods could become a mega icon. His life would have real value. Instead, it's this hollow crap of hitting a golf ball. You're absolutely right, John. It's sickening.
And, well, yeah, and then ultimately, you know, who buys the magazines? Who buys into this? Who watches it on television? We do, you know. So and so it's time that we stopped doing that. It's time that we took back control. And this is where it really belongs, Alex, is that we, the people, have to recognize that we have responsibility. And if we want a country of, by, and for the people, instead of one that's of, by, and for the elite, the corporations, et cetera, we've got to get off our butts and do something about it. And I think that's what you're calling for all the time. So one of the reasons I love being on your show because
you're
inspiring and empowering people to do that. We need to do it more and more and more because it's always been the way that change has happened.
I agree. But, John, what would you call that corporate attitude? I don't know the word for it, where they get off on being cold-blooded. They get off on not caring. They think it's silly.
That's sociopathic.
Yeah, sociopathic.
And you know, I think that at the top of a number of our corporations, we do have sociopaths, people who have basically no conscience, that don't care about what harm they bring to others. I think Jack Welch was a person like that. And Phil Knight at Nike is. But throughout the rest of the corporation, most of the other managers and people are not. And those are the ones we need to get to.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, also we destroy our own world, not just environmentally, but culturally. This attitude, I see the local yuppies mimic it, and they're into laughing at bad things happening and as if it doesn't touch them when their kids are going to end up committing suicide or on drugs in this sick society.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
Me and John were just talking about all the websites and groups where you can find out about the sweatshop free clothes and products that are becoming more and more popular. And it's those little choices that you think are little that really add up to big things. And then I hear these arguments about, if there's not a sweatshop, they wouldn't have any job. No, in every study I've seen, and Ross Perot covered this in the mid-90s, it made the standard of living in Mexico go down, standard of living in Brazil go down, standard of living in Indonesia go down. It makes it go down. It does not make it go up, and it makes our standard go down. It just, this globalization, the way they're doing it, is killing everything. Rusty in Texas, you're on the air with John Perkins. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just took Texas government this last year, and they talked about this thing called creative destruction. And creative destruction is supposed to be like a business gets so big that eventually it collapses on it within itself and goes broke, or the people like quit buying the products because they just get tired of it. But I don't see how it can be fair to go and bail these companies out, basically giving them a new deal, because capitalism itself is like a live and let die kind of way of living, you know, because one man's loss is another man's gain.
No, I hear you. Let me get a quick comment from John Perkins on. I would just briefly say this is crony capitalism, and it's been said many times, where the risk is socialized, the profit is privatized, so it's not really capitalism. John Perkins.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That's why I say it's what I'm calling a mutant form of capitalism, where it's all balanced in favor of a few very, very wealthy and powerful people. But we need to turn that around, and we can do that.
It's like going to a casino where you never win. It's totally rigged.
Yeah, yeah. But only because we allow it to be rigged. We can stop it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we can do it.
Well, we better, because, I mean, they're just feeding the whole world into their debt black hole. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air with John Perkins. Upcoming book, Hoodwinked. Go ahead.
Perkins, I lived for 9 months in poverty-ridden Peru under U.S. puppet Toledo, and it dawned on me there that would not absolute freedom, and I'm asking you, absolute freedom worldwide for farmers help cancel all continually counterproductive wars on behalf of illegal drug warlords that we're waging in Mexico, Colombia, Peru, Afghanistan, all over the world.
You're asking, how is the phony drug war? Well, I loved watching General Myers on TV last night explain how the occupation had made the opium production go way up. That's a good final comment from John Perkins. John?
Yeah. I mean, the farmers around the world have really been hit hard. They've been hit hard by what we call free trade agreements, where, you know, it's absurd today that a Mexican farmer can produce cotton a lot more cheaply than a U.S. farmer, but you can buy U.S.-produced cotton in Mexico a lot less for a lot less of a price than Mexican cotton, simply because it's so subsidized in the United States for the big industries. And this has hurt the small farmer time and time again, whether it's cotton or corn or soybeans or whatever it is. The small farmer has been very, very screwed. And a lot of these people are now what we call terrorists, because they've lost their farm. They have no way of feeding their family. And so they become part of organizations that are fanatical because they don't know what else to do.
Yeah, in Mexico, they'll just let you go die in Mexico City, just die in your hut, no welfare system, and it's just hellish. Well, the new book's coming out, and we're going to interview you the day after it comes out, November 11th, coming up in a month and a half or so. John Perkins, best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman. It was great having you on. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
My pleasure, Alex. Keep up your great work.
You too. Appreciate you being on with us. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and visit the video and bookstore for all my books and films at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.